Welcome, everyone. Today, we're diving into a fascinating work of art by the talented artist Kathleen Njikidjapalli, a member of the rich tradition of Australian Aboriginal art. The piece we'll be exploring is called Minyirichukurpa. As we walk through this introduction, I invite you to reflect on the significance of this artwork and what it reveals about the culture and spiritual beliefs of the Anangu people. Minyirichukurpa tells a powerful story connected to a specific place, Minyirinugra, situated between Blue Hills and Mintabee in Australia. This sacred site is not merely a dot on a map, it also embodies the cultural heritage and oral traditions of the land. To really appreciate this artwork, it's essential to understand that Aboriginal art is deeply contextual. Each piece arises from local Aboriginal culture, which varies from region to region. Knowing this, what do you think the colors and symbols in this artwork might represent in terms of its location and the stories connected to it? Aboriginal art is not just about aesthetic pleasure, it is a means of storytelling, conveying knowledge passed down through generations. Djapali's work serves as a visual narrative, rich with ideas about cultural and spiritual beliefs. This piece encapsulates not only personal stories but broader ancestral connections tied to family lineages. Isn't it intriguing to think about how art can serve as a bridge between generations, linking the past to the present? In this particular painting, we see elements that remind us of communal artistry. Aboriginal artists often collaborate, fostering a sense of community and reinforcing cultural values. In Minyirichukurpa, you might notice the intricate patterns and vibrant colors that reflect a collective heritage. As you observe the artwork, consider how it might feel for several artists to contribute to a single story. How might this collaboration enrich the narrative and deepen the emotional resonance of the final piece? Additionally, the experience of viewing Aboriginal art can be layered and complex. Each artist has specific knowledge and rights to their stories and subjects, dictated by traditional laws. This aspect invites a respectful approach to understanding these works. You may find that while you can grasp some themes, the deeper sacred meanings may remain just out of reach. How might this duality affect your interpretation of art, particularly one that carries so much cultural significance? Now, as we examine the visual elements of Minyirichukurpa, you might notice how Djapalli effectively uses color, form, and composition. The painting is a vibrant tapestry of purples, yellows, and blacks, interplaying with organic shapes that flow and intertwine across the canvas. The abstract forms may evoke images of the landscape, calling to mind the natural features of the Minyiru area. How do you think the choice of these specific colors and shapes contributes to the narrative? Is there a particular emotion or sense of place that you feel when looking at it? As you linger on the artwork, consider how it makes you feel. What thoughts or memories does it prompt? Many viewers might find themselves drawn into a moment of quiet reflection, contemplating their own connections to land and culture. Art has this incredible power to evoke a range of feelings, and Minyirichukurpa is no exception. It can serve as a reminder of the intricate relationship between people and the places they inhabit. Finally, I invite you to think about the larger themes presented in this painting. It encourages dialogue about cultural identity and the preservation of knowledge tied to the land. As you reflect on this piece, consider how art can provoke conversations around respect, understanding, and shared heritage. In an increasingly interconnected world, works like Minyirichukurpa remind us of the importance of recognizing diverse narratives and honoring the stories that shape them. So, as we move forward, let's keep in mind not just the visual elements of the painting, but also the stories it carries, the shared memories it evokes, and the larger implications of viewing and understanding art as a gateway to cultural insight. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of Kathleen Njikidjapalli's inspiring work.